Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Ruby is here. Hello, Ruby.
Hello, hello.
How are you doing?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I was saying, I've not seen you for over 2 years. How have you been since those 2 years since I last saw you?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good, I'll be honest. Yeah.
You've been pretty busy by the sounds of things.
Very, very busy.
So what's on the adventure, like, in terms of music for you right now? Where are you at right now in terms of what you're up to and what you're doing?
So I'm currently in the middle of this crazy release. I've got a single coming out tomorrow. I've released a couple this year already, and I'm getting ready to drop an EP later this year, which I'm looking forward to. Got gigs all over the place, which is really fun and exciting. So yeah, busy.
And you're in Brighton tomorrow?
I am in Brighton tomorrow, yes.
Okay, do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I got asked by Andy at Platform One if I wanted to be part of this group called the Smithereen Group. They do a takeover in Brighton over a few venues.
Okay.
And I said yeah, because I'd be silly not to.
Opportunity, isn't it?
So obvious. Yeah, you've got to take every opportunity.
You got to do it. And you got this new song out called Body Double.
Yes, I do.
Do you want to tell us a bit about that song?
Okay, so that song is about getting replaced, really. Being like swapped out for someone else and kind of knowing how something's going to go down because you were in the situation once. And it was produced on the island with Guy Page. And yeah, it's one of my favourites so far.
Fantastic. You got some questions, Amy?
Oh yeah, I have many.
The more the better.
Yeah. Could you tell us a bit about like your songwriting process or how you write your new songs?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yeah. So I love writing. It's what I spend all my time doing. I love writing songs which I will never sing myself and like putting them on a songwriting portfolio and sending them out.
Oh, wow.
I love writing songs. I'll write with anyone, genuinely. Mm-hmm. And so when I write, it kind of just falls out of my head sometimes it can take a little bit longer, but this song, I was just scrolling through my phone trying to clear out some old notes.
Yeah.
And I saw this note from January 2025 that was "She's Just My Body Double," and I was like, oh, I like that. And this was February, I found it, like February this year, so a whole year since I wrote it. I was doing maths then, that don't work. And so it's been a whole year since I wrote that down. I was like, I kind of like that. And so I just sat down and the song just kind of fell out of me. And that happens most of the time, but yeah.
Wow. How many songs do you reckon you've written?
Like, that's I think last time I counted it was like 125.
Wow.
But I have a feeling there may be more.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So how have you recorded? So this is like the third single that you've released recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did you record them? And
okay,
yeah.
So this one, I went to Mustard Studios on the Isle of Wight with Guy Page, and that was a really great experience. It was our second time working together. The first song that we made together is coming out next month, I believe. But no, I shouldn't have said that.
Wow.
That was a spoiler alert. But yes, and then the other singles that have come out this year at least, I have recorded, produced, mixed myself.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
I love
very
it.
Sorry, I'm just so excited.
That's all right, that's okay.
So you were a finalist in White Noise again.
Yes.
Yeah, what was that like? Was it fun? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was my favourite year this year. Uh-huh. I hadn't played in a band for a while.
Yeah.
And so I had some new members around me, people I hadn't actually ever played with before. We only confirmed our lineup 2 weeks before the gig. So we had 4 rehearsals with each other. Like the night was the 5th time that we'd played together.
Wow.
And they are all incredible people. They just pulled through and did so well.
Wow.
And it was just so nice to play, like so nice, because I've gone through so much in my personal life, gone through so much in like my music stuff, and I've gone through ups and downs. So I'm like, am I even going to keep doing music? All that stuff. And so it felt like a huge milestone. And even though I didn't win, and I'm very, very like honoured to have been part of the night, and I'm very, very happy Fugo Kid won. Like, he honestly deserved that so much.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't win, I felt like I'd won in a way, because I'd actually got up on stage and I did it, and that felt so good. So it was so nice to be back.
Oh, wow. So who do you have in your band at the moment?
At the moment, I have Ellis Dea playing bass for me.
Oh, nice.
It's a little bit of a switch out between Joe Scovell and Joe Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Scarlett Bennett on drums.
Oh, wow. I've had some of those guys in my band before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. nice.
Yeah, I've had both the Joes at different times. I had Ellis once as well. Ellis is great.
They're all really great. They're incredible.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So people often ask me, like, oh, do you prefer playing in a band or solo? And I find that difficult to answer because they're both good in different ways. Mm-hmm. I feel like starstruck almost, which is silly because you're literally like my friend.
Yes.
But it's like, I'm just really excited for you because you've got so much going
thank
on.
Thank you.
We've also got to mention Robin Hill as well.
Robin Hill,
Robin Hill, that is Scatting for Girls.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, come on.
I know. 14-year-old me is screaming right now.
Yeah, well.
20-year-old me is also screaming, I would like to say.
So who else do we have on the lineup for that? It was Goodbye Stereo.
Goodbye Stereo, yeah.
Is that like their first gig since reforming? I know that Craig Egerton Reed is in that band and he's like Electra Platform One as well on guitar, so that's really cool. And it was the Corvissettes.
The Lilacs.
And the Lilacs, that was it.
It's so exciting. It's such a great lineup. I'm so honoured to be a part of it. It just feels great, yeah.
16th of August, that is.
Yep, yeah. Mark your calendars.
Yeah. There's a lot of exciting things
get
happening.
Your tickets.
So I mean
that's an achievement though, isn't it? I mean, to perform with, you know, the likes of Scatting for Girls, I mean, that's incredible.
I feel so incredibly lucky and I can't believe it's happened, and I feel very, very, very happy to have even been like thought of to be an opening act, yet alone actually be one.
Yeah,
so.
I was gonna say, how did that actually come around? How did that happen? Like,
Andy, who obviously co-owns Strings, he is at Platform One, and so I just asked him. I saw that they were playing, and I was like, look, I hope if you are thinking of support acts, you would consider me. And I was just bold, and I just put myself out there. Because if put yourself out there,
you don't know what...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You've got to be in it to win it.
Yeah.
But yeah, well done. Well
thank
done,
you.
Man.
Thank
really,
you very, very much.
Really, really good indeed.
Thank you.
Yeah, because I was going to ask your proudest achievement so far, but I assume that...
I think that's got to be it.
It's got to be that.
It's got to be it. Yeah, I think that's got to be it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
I mean, if you're doing that, I mean, sure, you can achieve higher things than that. I mean, that's the start of something, right?
Hopefully, but I'm very, very honoured, and this feels insane. I'm
it's
very,
a platform,
very grateful.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Maybe one day Scouting for Girls will support you.
I don't know about that. Maybe one
day. Amazing. I know that Dan Ashdown, who produced my songs, I know that you worked with him, but I wasn't sure which songs it was on because I was curious to know about that.
Okay, so he did my Christmas song, which was my first ever single.
That's so sweet.
He did an EP for me back in the day, and he also did a song called Nail in the Coffin and Beck and Cool Girl.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, I've noticed with your songs, like, the genre switch ups songs is really fun.
I can't stick to one lane.
Yeah, that's cool though. It's like the exploring different genres and it's really fun.
I like to keep people on their toes.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
I don't know what else to ask you, actually. Is there anything that you wanted to talk about?
Honestly, I am just very, very happy to be here. It's been good fun.
Yeah, definitely. I know you have like quite a big online following as well now, which is amazing.
Yeah, big's a strong word, but I do love them all very much.
Yeah, well, it's just like kind of a close community as well.
Really great community.
Yeah, do you play Wordle with people as well? Oh, that's so cool.
I did not get the Wordle today, guys.
Oh, did you not?
I tried it and I didn't guess it. I didn't guess it right, I'm not happy about. I'm very disappointed in myself. but yeah, we play Wordle every day.
Oh, wow.
It's very good fun.
Oh, and the Greg's sausage rolls as well.
Oh, yeah. They know the way to my heart.
You've got to live for Greg's.
I live for Greg's.
Still campaigning for one on the island, but...
Oh, yeah. You know Greg Barnes. He's got a Greg's tattoo now.
Has he? I respect that so much.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I can't blame him, really. I can't blame him.
It's great.
Got to be done.
Yeah, exactly. Got to be done.
Right.
We're going to get the first spin of your new song.
Yes, this hasn't
can't
been
wait.
Heard
like, yeah, here we go.
Oh, really
here we
excited.
Go. So this is Ruby, and this is Body Double. Here we go.
Local music by local musicians on Vectis Radio.
Local music sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop. Visit them on 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or call 242 680.
My body double.
Well, I love that.
Thank
body
you very
double.
Much.
I was moving and grooving to that one.
He was.
That's Ruby. Body double. Out tomorrow.
Out tomorrow.
Yay. I'm
it's
so excited.
It's going to be on my playlist.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. But thank you very much for coming in. It's been a pleasure this afternoon.
Thank you,
you
so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No worries
thank
at all.
Thank you.
And do come in again soon, please.
Yeah, I'd love
do
that. I'd in. Really love
yes,
that.
Yes. And yeah, we'll. Listen out when for your EP as well. So
yeah.
That comes out.
Yeah.
When do you say that comes out, the
that's
EP?
That's coming out on July 17th.
July 17th. That's, okay. That's not long then, is it? Really?
No, not really.
That's
not long.
So maybe you can come in when you're before that comes
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Come in for the EP as well?
100%.
Brilliant.
All
that
right.
Sounds like a plan, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll hear from you again soon and all the best with
thank
the single.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye. Take care.